From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com, part of the Michigan Talk Network, and our friends at Not Just Guns getting us all underway today, along with Conquest Sense, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, and we've got this guy for a short time this morning, so we're going to get going a little quickly here with our good friend Ted Harpum of Darton Archery. Ted, welcome back, brother. Hopefully your 2021 is off to a better start than 2020. And he did all of last year. How are you?
Hey, Duran. Hey, thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. The reason for my call was prompted was I was going through one of the trade magazines or something of that sort and noticed that Darton Archery, Michigan's own in Hale, Michigan, was purchased by Black Eagle. My gosh, man, that was a big acquisition for the Arrow Company.
Well, it's a big acquisition for everybody. You know, Darton Archery is, and we've been a family-owned operation here in Hale, Michigan for over 70 years. And the beauty of it is we're still here. We're still in Hale, Michigan, and Rex Darlington, through all of the transition, is still our lead engineer, and we'll still be doing all of our technical stuff on our cams and bows and taking care of that for us. So nothing's changed. We were able to bring in some more people, put some more people to work up here. What's nice, Duran, is with Black Eagle, I mean, Randy and his team have got a lot of dealers throughout the U.S. and around the world. And with Black Eagle and Conquest Stabilizers and now with Darton Archery, a lot of these dealers are just jumping right on board with us, which we didn't have that opportunity before.
No, you know what? And I tell you, Ted, and I've watched this industry, I'm just going to be honest and say it devour itself with some of these bigger companies. And, you know, one company comes in, they acquire the other company, everything's all well and dandy. And it's the same thing goes for radio, because it's happened to me when I worked for a classic rock station here in town. Yeah, everything could be great. Everybody's all of a sudden, pick, 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 they start falling off. You know, these right. people are, they're done, position eliminated, and they're piling the work onto other people. But that's not the case with Black Eagle is what's really cool. And from what you told me off air, that Rex Darlington is still with the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You know, he's still doing what he does best. And what's nice now is that, you know, the pressure's off and he can just do what he does best. He's worked all of his life and worked very hard and been very, very successful in driving the technology in this industry to where it is today. And now he's doing what he loves to do. He's an engineer. You know, to do the business side of things. That's me now.
That's a beautiful thing because he has given so much to the archery industry. You know, I mean, with innovations and everything else, especially since the you know, first the compound era came into play.
Oh, yeah. No, he has literally given his life to this industry. And if anybody that's done any history on archery and at all know that, you know, for years, Rex has led the industry in performance. Cam technology is his forte, and that's the driving force behind any bow.
You know, it's been amazing, between working with you guys at Darton Archery as I have in the past years, working with Martin Archery, with the family out there when they own the company. I mean, along with Fred Bear, you guys technically have been the industry.
Well, you said it right when you first got on. You're going to start to see Darton Archery in the trade magazines. You're going to see us at the shoot. You're going to see the marketing and the promotional stuff and the advertising gelling together, which we've never ever had before, and that's what's really starting to drive the bow sales for Darton Archery now.
You know, I wondered about that because what we knew here in Michigan, what people have known about Darton, you were a smaller company, which there technically really aren't any huge archery companies. There are companies that are marketed better than others, you know, like I said, the quality for Darton has always, in my opinion, been second to none, but the name hasn't been there like other, you know, big names have. And you've been around longer than anybody else.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And it's really fun for me. I've been here, you know, 20 years and I've you know, been through all of it, and now we're having, you know, this influx in sales and people calling in from all over the U.S., dealers calling in wanting to get on board. And the beauty of this whole thing is, Durand, is that, you know, people have not seen our products. The masses have never seen it. So now these guys are, you know, in Texas and Alabama and Louisiana are picking up our bows and saying, oh, my gosh, this has been the best-kept secret they've had. And Randy has come back in now and readjusted some pricing, readjusted some stuff, and just to kind of launch us and get it going. And when the dealers look at this program and the consumers look at the product, I mean, it's just hand in hand. It's really going well.
Ted Harpum with Dart and Archery joining us here on Wild Michigan. Ted, you know, we've talked about the compounds a little bit, but your crossbow innovations, because of what we have with blinds and what we have with tight spots, you guys, I mean, look, I'm not a crossbow guy, but you convinced me by making that narrower axle-to-axle crossbow and the balance of the toxin when you had it was absolutely amazing.
Well, Durand, and, you know, the smaller crossbow technology that's out here today, the micros and different things that are coming out are fantastic. And by the way, for 2021, we're going to have the same thing. We're still keeping that bullpup design. That's one of our patented designs that we like, and it fits everybody. But now you add that narrower front end. And one thing I can say, you know, when you get into the crossbows specifically, is that our crossbows are probably, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the safest crossbows that you can possibly shoot or own. The new ones are shooting upwards now of 425 to 430 feet per second with a 400 grain arrow. The reverse draw cam technologies in them. We got the 2-point trackless rail system on the rail. We got the larger foot stirrup that's now industrial protected with a military coating on it, which is, guys have problems with foot stirrups, this has been taken care of. The balance, the shootability, the ambidextrous safeties, the trickers are down now below 3 pounds. I just can't say enough about these things. I mean, it's, and we don't have any issues. We don't have any warranties. I mean, last year I had 6 bows come in for warranty work.
That's incredible.
And I'm not even sure they were warranties, but we just covered them as warranties.
Well, you know what? The amount of product you guys have put out with those crossbows, that's amazing. There was only 6. And then those had to be like 6 of the biggest complainers in the archery industry as well. And I'll say that.
It's one of those things that, we really pride ourselves with. Our employees have been here. You know, some of our employees have been here 40-plus years, 45-plus years. And we strive ourselves to find the best of the best. Our string department, we build all our own strings internally now. You know, Debbie and these guys just do a fantastic job for us here, Sheila. And we've got, you know, probably one of the best bow builders right now that we've had at Dart and Archery in a number of years since the Frank Ortiz days. Aaron Anthony's here. He was one of the lead techs down at Cabela's and ran the Cabela's department in Dundee for years. And now he's here building bows for us. So we just got a lot of things in the right direction.
You know, I'm excited because I've been kind of, how do you put it, out of the loop on the bow stuff, out of the archery business for a while, just because I got so into it and so heavily, so fast that I kind of burned myself out. And, you know, I needed to take a step back outside, but I'm looking at this year going, you know what, I really need to get more focused and back into the tree stand and do some things a little differently. Because I truly do love archery very much. My good friend Tom Nelson is the one that really got me started on that. You guys was phenomenal in the past. And, you know, you guys have always had an open door, Ted, with us here. And we hope that we can keep you going with us and keep, you know, and introduce Black Eagle to our listeners as well, because we have not had that opportunity. And any other companies that you guys are affiliated with, because I know you personally, I know the quality of Darton. And again, one thing that we firmly believe in are the products that we talk about here on the show. And I will not put my name next to anything that I don't believe in. Will not. And
we certainly appreciate all your support, Durand. There's no question about it. And for any of the listeners out there, they just, you know, slip into www.dartandarchery.com. Watch us on Facebook, blackeagle.com, blackeagleairos.com, stabilizers. It's all good.
All right, man. We'll talk more with Ted. In the future, Ted, you got to run to a meeting. We thank you so much for your time and your generosity here with Dart and Archery. More coming your way here on Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com. Find us on Facebook as well. And, of course, through our website, wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense, also the United Deer Farmers of Michigan, and Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Look up Not Just Guns on Wednesday nights for their auction. You can pick up your firearm on Thursday, and they've got some new things coming your way. Okay, we just put that on the Facebook, new announcement coming from Not Just Guns. We'll get Mike Green on the show here very soon. From there to talk about all the new expansions, and thanks to our first guest this morning, Ted Harpum with Darton Archery. Also, Black Eagle Arrows and Conquest Stabilizers. They are making a big splash in the archery industry. They've been around for over 70 years, and Black Eagle Arrows has taken over Darton Archery, but Rex Darlington's still involved. And that I'm looking forward to, because we've always known the quality of Darton Archery, and moving forward, they're going to finally get the place of recognition in the industry outside of Michigan and the Midwest that they've always deserved. So we're looking forward to that. Right now, I'm going to speak to my good friend, Captain Joel Pytek of Fish Heads, Fish Charters, Fishing, Walleye, also the big muskie on Lake St. Clair, Detroit River Walleye and Lake St. Clair and the things like that, that you, Joel, have been doing for quite some time. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Duran. I appreciate always being on the show. It's a good time.
You know, people are probably wondering, you know, some are probably wondering, well, you know, why not talk ice fishing? Well, we could talk ice fishing because we finally have some good ice out there, and but it's a flipping cold out, and I don't want to go ice fishing right now. I want to look ahead to the spring and the walleye run in Detroit. Normally, Joel would be getting ready or had already done the Detroit Fishing Show, the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. That has been postponed until March 25th. Again, with capacity issues, we don't know how that's going to go across, but it's still going to happen. Okay, Outdoor-rama has been postponed to next year. Grand Rapids has been postponed to next year. But we still have the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. We still have that glimmer of hope for one more show to happen at least this year. And Joel, we're giving friends the opportunity that normally would be at these shows by now to talk a little bit about themselves. And of course, you and I have been friends for a number of years, and you've got that charter system that you run up and down the Detroit River and Lake St. Clair. That's your area, man. Harsin's Island is your place.
You said it. I've grown up here. It's a very fortunate situation for myself, being that I'm in the outdoors. You know, hunting and fishing is has been my lifelong passion. So I don't know that you can actually grow up at a better place here in Michigan than right there in the Mecca of Lake St. Clair and the connecting waterways. I mean, you know, it's just it's an amazing place, that's for sure. And it's also, a lot of people don't really know, it's the largest freshwater delta in the world. Pretty incredible.
It is. You know, I got turned on to Harsin's Island by my good friend Justin when he and his mom owned the Sanssouci Island Party Store there, right off of the, you know, off the ferry landing. You know, I'd never really known anything about it. And all of a sudden, you know, I get introduced to this place. Then we start the show and I find out what an incredible place Harsin's Island is. And it's like, if you're a Detroiter, you get it. But, you know, us guys, like, landlocked in the middle of the state, we're not that fortunate.
No, and you know, word's getting out, right? Social media, just articles. Hey, your show, right? In a lot of cases of what the great fishery and outdoor opportunity is to be had this close to the Metro Detroit area. You know, our fishery has started to take off so much that it's world class. You talk about walleye fishing nowadays, smallmouth bass, which is showcased on the national bass tour levels. Right. And then also, too, muskie fishing. Right. You know, probably some of the top three highly sought after game fish species right here in our hometown, Motor City. And also to tack a fourth one on there, sturgeon fishing. Now, that's something that not a lot of people have really recognized our area for.
Mm-hmm.
But however, through conservation practices over a long period of time, through organizations here local to the St. Clair River area. The sturgeon fishing has started to grow exponentially, and also, too, the populations of sturgeon and the opportunity provided for us, too. So it's really almost rivaled that of what you have known as the Columbia River type of sturgeon fishing as well.
Captain Joel Pytek joining us here on Wild Michigan. Joel, I would be remiss if I did not mention the amazing diver duck opportunities to hunt waterfowl on Lake St. Clair as well. I mean, it's just an incredible destination for duck hunting.
Yeah, that too. You know, the large body of water that we have here, the connecting waterways from the Great Lakes, we aren't necessarily directly in one of the major flyways, you know, the central or the eastern flyways of waterfowl migration. However, because of what Lake St. Clair provides, it's also in line with Saginaw Bay and that flight pattern that comes through Michigan. What our habitat provides is an extraordinary duck hunting opportunity as well. Specifically, what you just mentioned, diver ducks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a large variety of vegetation and mussels in Lake St. Clair that provide great forage for some of those awesome species like canvasbacks, bluebills, redheads, buffleheads that a lot of people find is some pretty challenging wing shooting. So, you know, coupled with all that on the great migrations and good populations of ducks, you could have some awesome, awesome wing shooting here on Lake St. Clair.
You know, and to have that opportunity, I mean, you can, and we'll talk about, you know, booking opportunities with you
sure.
later on, but, you know, the cast and blast opportunities, you know, maybe the fishing's a little slow, you have the opportunity to do some duck hunting. But when you have such a world-class fishery like Lake St. Clair, and we've talked about this for a long time, you know, it used to be the good old boys of the South, and I've talked to Bill Dance about this in the past. I mean, all of them, we've had Jimmy Houston, Bill Dance, and Michigan used to be one of those places like, what the hell you want to fish up there for? You know, well, guess what? Smallmouth bass has really, really taken off because they get so much bigger. They're so much meaner than a largemouth would ever be, in my opinion. And just, I think there's a lot more fun to target and a lot more challenging.
By all means. That's one of my favorites right there. And that's obviously one of the top three that I mentioned is the highly sought-after game fish species that we have here, but an abundance of smallmouth on Lake St. Clair. And, you know, that's really been due to, in part, by a lot of conservation efforts to put in proper regulations so that these fish can grow to the trophy size class that we have. You know, obviously there's situational factors that play into that, you know, environmentally, seasonally, viruses that hit the lake sometimes all can have an adverse impact on our native fish species. But however, you know, given that as a whole, practicing good conservation efforts, you know, whether it be through tournaments that are really scrutinizing the way that fish are handled and so mm-hmm. forth, that promotes that fishery right there. And incidentally, you know,
Hang on real quickly, Joel. We're going to come back, talk more about that. Up against a break right now, speaking with Captain Joel Pytek of Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters, fishheadz.com. More coming your way on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com. Find us on Facebook and thank our friends when you can. You're out and about shopping, putting money into Michigan's economy by buying local, like our friends at Conquest Scents out of Davison, Michigan, makers of Evercalm, VS1, the Mock Scrape Tool, and all the other great products they have. A direct link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. For Doug and Karen Roberts of Conquest Scents, they're phenomenal people and a wealth of information in the Deer Professor. Doug Roberts from Conquest Sense. Back to our good friend, Captain Joel Pytek from Fish Heads, with a Z, sport fishing charters. St. Clair Shores is technically your address, correct?
Well, actually, I moved over the last couple of years. I'm back in my hometown of Algonac.
Okay, so you're in Algonac.
North end of.
Right over there across from Harson's Island, like we talk about. You talked about briefly off air that you do these seminars for things like the Ultimate Fishing Show, and although we don't have any physical concrete evidence of how the show is going to go over this year, it is still supposed to happen on the 25th of March at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi with our friends at and now I go blank.
Showspan.
Thank you, because now I'm going to hear it from our friends over there. But Showspan, they do a great job. They really do, Ben and everybody over there. The seminar stage is very important to you because you are basically bringing all of that knowledge that you have on that area and presenting it in front of a group of people. Now with social distancing, the new catchphrase that we've had to learn and everything else, I don't know what's going to happen with the stages and how they're going to are they going to X all the seats that you sit here type thing and limit the entry? But I don't know, but it's important for you for these seminars.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's important also for the attendees, right? There's
Absolutely.
A lot of people that I have, talk about the seminars first in general. That is a great opportunity for attendees to go and pick the brains of pros on whatever subject matter that they're talking about. I don't care if it's at Outdoor-Rama, and I may be talking about waterfowl hunting tactics on Lake St. Clair, or like in particular, these are my subject matters that I conduct seminars on, fishing multi-species of Lake St. Clair. I mean, there's times where I'll have 70, 80 people attending the seminar just because of that draw that a lot of people are very interested about this unique fishery that we have here. And, hey, by the way, what do you want to go and fish for on Lake St. Clair? Mm-hmm. And how do you go about fishing for them? And where do you go about fishing for them? So that allows me an opportunity to pass along some of my knowledge of – well, I hate to say it now, I just turned 50 last week.
Shush.
Over 40 years of fishing on Lake St. Clair. Actually, it was 3 years old when I was first introduced to ice fishing by my father, but that's a heck of a lot of time to live on the water and understand it. And I just feel a huge reward if I'm able to pass along that type of information to somebody and allow them to go to a body of water that they may not have spent any time with, capitalize on it, and be productive. And I guess just to add to that, Duran, the rewarding part about it is that I'll have people that will attend my seminars year over year over year. And when they come back to me, they say, hey, you know what, I tried this method or I tried this particular tip that you gave us, and it really, really worked out for me. That right there is really the icing on the cake for me and the reason that I do all of that.
Speaking with Captain Joel Pytek from Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters. Joel, the reason we bring you on, Lance Valentine, Brian Brosnan, all our friends here on the show is you guys all have something to offer the listener, regardless of skill level, because you can't know everything all the time, and nor can you or Lance or everybody else. When we hire when we charter out these trips, a lot of times I understand it's just to get out, and have fun with some friends, maybe bring a fish in or two. But there's a lot more people, especially nowadays, that want to go to learn for an educational charter. And that, to me, is more important than going out there and having a rod handed to you saying, reel this in.
By all means. I mean, that's one of the things that I use to set myself apart from others that are out there because, it's very, very important to me that within a very short period of time, I have my clients fishing as productive as possible, catching the most fish that they possibly can, given whatever species or conditions we are faced with, and then therefore providing probably one of the best memories that they have. Now, granted, that's not to go to say that I'm going to have clients that will want to book in. They could really care less about the fishing trip or how many fish that they catch, but more so being out on the water enjoying the day. That's all fine and dandy, too. I think it's very, very important for anybody that's in this business to make sure that they provide the best opportunity given the client's expectations.
Absolutely. Captain Joel Pytek, Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters, joining me right now. We've been talking a little bit about the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, still set to happen March 25th at Suburban Collection Showplace, according to Showspan, still going to go on. And, you know, when you are at these shows, there are people that probably won't be able to make it because of underlying health issues and this whole COVID concern. For them going out. I mean, you know, I feel bad enough that people are so freaked out by this thing that they've shut themselves in. And I'm not going to make light of what it is or its ability to make someone sick. At the same time, there still needs to be a way that you guys are reaching these people to let them know you're there, to be able to safely get them out. And that is why you're here now. I mean, they may not listen to this show, but somebody may catch it and go, you know what? I didn't think of it that way. And so hopefully we're helping them out as well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, that's a very important mention right there, Duran, because let's face it, this is very challenging for everyone at this particular time. What we've gone through last year at this particular time, you know, some very, very concerning times that were just starting to unfold. And we really didn't know what direction this was going to go in. So much that, you know, unfortunately, just about the majority of my spring walleye fishing season was shut down due to the governor's closure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one has an idea on what's going to take place. Good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. But however, what you just mentioned right there, I have a lot of great clients that fish with me year over year. The same clients are the ones that I see at these shows year over year. And we're friends, right? So it's a great time to spend chatting about fishing trips or what they did over the off season. And those times are going to be, unfortunately, compromised because there's a lot of people that are out there that, unfortunately, with COVID and some of the implications that it has, are high risk. So they're mm-hmm. not going to be able to attend those events. So much that it even kind of breaks my heart, not kind of, it does, that I don't get to spend time with these people, these great clients that I've had on my boats that have been regular clients for the whole 13 years that I've been in business right now. And they just simply can't risk the possibility of any kind of exposure to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, you know, I am getting a little long-winded on it, but one of the important things that I can say, too, is we'll catch up on that in a bit here.
Sounds good, man. We're going to be right back with Captain Joel Pytek. And listen closely, because you know what? You still have the opportunity to get outdoors. That's what it's for. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Outdoor Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com. And if you wonder why I've been flustered this morning, I didn't quite get my sweet tea order right this morning. But I'm back. I'm all set now. Everything's good. And very happy to have my good friend, Captain Joel Pytek from Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters, joining us, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns. NotJustGuns.com is on their website, and you can pick up their auctions and other great things that they have on their website and by visiting them in person, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. But Joel, I left you mid-conversation. I apologize, but we were talking about people that have some underlying health issues, maybe high risk to the COVID-19 virus, and it's ever mutating form that it's been showing up in different ways. But it's not going to stop us, man. It's not going to stop us from getting out, but it might slow down some of the higher risk people that you love and take out on your charters.
Yeah, no doubt. It's I'm not at all a medical professional, although I certainly appreciate the job that they're doing out there. But let's face it. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, right? It's not going to stop us from enjoying the outdoors. It shouldn't anyway. Just take precautions, right? And, whatever you deem is important to you is the way that you should proceed with it. So, one of the things that I was going to mention was, I understand that, right? And I understand the importance of tailoring a specific trip for the type of clients that you have. And as I mentioned before, I have these guys that, women included, kids as well, clients, let's say that, that could be at high risk. And, you have to take certain precautions, certain measures to ensure their safety, my crew's safety, and so forth. So, dynamically, I've tried to change the way that I've done business with, providing masks if somebody didn't bring any, wear masks if clients feel more comfortable with that. Not packing my boat with as many clients as I have. Unfortunately, I've seen captains last year that had, five people on a 20-foot boat.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly social distancing.
Right.
So whatever. If everybody's all comfortable with it, so be it. But at the same time, I want to make sure that my clients feel safe, they feel comfortable, and they are confident in knowing that I'm not doing anything to jeopardize their safety. So I also have conversations with my clients prior to their trip. Hey, were you exposed to anybody? It's kind of like going into a doctor's office, right? Mm-hmm. Were you exposed to anybody that had COVID in the last 10, 15 days? Do you have any symptoms? If so, hey, look, no problem. We'll reschedule you. I'd rather have it safe, ensure the safety of your group, but also, too, my future groups that come down and fish with me on the next day, the following day, and days after that. So, just trying to take as much precaution as possible, spraying down, wiping down equipment, boat, all that stuff, making mm-hmm. sure, I can be possibly as sanitized as I can with given those conditions.
What we do is speak with Captain Joel Pytek here from Fishhead Sport Fishing Charters. Joel, what we do in the outdoors is because it's outdoors, it's because of the sights, the sounds, the smells, the touch, all four senses being enhanced at one time. Okay. And that is something, if you try and hinder us, it's only going to, it's going to cause some issues with sportsmen and women. We're pretty much going to do what we want. We understand that the parts per trillion out there with fresh air and the like. And we also understand that there's still somewhat of a risk. I get it. I'm not poo-pooing this whole thing. But at the same time, I feel compelled to say, when is enough enough?
Yeah.
And when it comes to these things, right. I mean, we're outdoors to be outdoors.
Right.
So it's
just
natural.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you get the situation that because of this, because of the concerns, people aren't really living their outdoor lives the way that they had typically been used to living. And that's very unfortunate, That leads, I get depressed when I'm not out there fishing for any length of time. You shouldn't say depressed, but you get bummed out if I haven't been able to wet a line or chase something around in the woods or even go for a walk.
Yeah, I mean, East Lansing's got a mask order, in public, in general, in public. I'm like, no, I'm just not going to, not that I like to go to East Lansing for anything anyway, but it's just one of those things that, you can only, look, I'll adhere to it. I'll do it for everyone else and myself, I guess. But again, there has to be some sort of give along with all the take that they've been doing.
I agree. Yeah. Let's face it. When it comes down to it, we're all Americans and we all have our freedoms. And, that given, You should be able to do what you want just as long as it doesn't jeopardize anybody else, right? So there is a large amount of therapy that takes place for me in the outdoors. Exposure to the elements, nature, sunlight, right? Although it doesn't seem like we see the sunlight very often.
Right. I've heard of sunlight, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I see it in photos from a friend that lives down in Florida.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, there's a it's therapy for people like you and I, right?
Absolutely.
You know, that's why we live. That's why we do what we do.
You know, it's vitamin D. I don't have to get out of a bottle. You know, that's how I look at it. And, you know, my wife, speaking of Florida, my wife was down in Florida with a friend of hers for 4 days, and she brought back one of those cans of sunshine. I opened it up, and crap, nothing. So so I don't believe – I think it's a tourist trap. You know, it's what we call troll traps down there. I don't know what they call them down there, but I think it's a bunch of hooey that they're selling that can of Florida sunshine because I got nothing out of mine. But no, man, it's always fun, you know, to talk about the outdoors, but getting out and doing it is therapeutic. And like today was 12 degrees when I walked in the studio. This was like 12 degrees now. So it was probably 8 when I walked in the studio. And I've gotten to the point now where I'm so comfortable with single digit temperatures. I'm in a T-shirt with a hooded sweatshirt over it. And that's all I need, which is sad. But, you know, it's just because of where we live, and it's how we adapt to these things. And, you know, we've adapted, although we have still not 100% accepted the social distancing and the face mask thing. There are some that are living by it religiously, and God bless you. But me, I was in the Kroger yesterday without my mask, and I'm looking like I got 6 heads. And I'm like, oh, geez, you know, grab it out of my pocket real quick and put it on. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll never be accustomed to that. I'll never be, you know, accustomed to a lot of things, but I'll go along with them for the good of, you know, the greater cause. But when it comes to the outdoors, man, this is where I kind of have to draw a little bit of a line and let us be us in the state, especially all the people that are paying for it.
I entirely agree. Well said. Well said, Durant.
So, again, back to the business of sport fishing and hunting with Captain Joel Pytek, fishheads.com, FISHAEADZ.com. Joel is just a great guy. We had the opportunity to do a few things years ago up in the Upper Peninsula. That's how we got to be friends. And you know what, man? It's not a moment that I've ever regretted because the conversations we have about what you do and the type of person that you are, I want people to you know, go to you and enjoy that time outdoors on these charters because, I mean, you can look at a book and go, okay, I'll try this guy. But until you can physically meet somebody, whatever, is when you'll know. You know, and that's what these shows are for. But all I can do is I give you my word that Joel's going to be a guy that you're going to have fun with. So
yeah, I appreciate that, Duran. You know, the history of my business has been, I was in a suit and tie in the IT sales world for 18 years and one day just said, you know what, this isn't the dream, and walked out of the office. The president was astonished. In fact, his chin hit his desk, and I was done with it and started my charter fishing business. So, you know, I have a very hard work ethic. I have a great, knowledgeable understanding of the natural resources we have. And I work really hard at providing an excellent opportunity and catching fish. I guarantee we catch fish when we go out because of that knowledge base. So I make sure that my clients' expectations are met. We have a great time and we build a friendship out of it. Great camaraderie as well.
All right. Captain Joel Pytek, look him up. Fishheads with a Z.com. You can we'll put a link up on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Joel, thank you so much for your time, brother. We absolutely appreciate you. Thanks to Ted Harpum with Darton Archery. Thanks to Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, notjustguns.com, conquestsense.com, United Deer Farmers of Michigan as well, bringing you Wild Michigan.